Well, I'm pleased and privileged to have with me now on Express Yourself today, the outgoing police chief of Carbondale, Gene Schilling. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, it's kind of a bittersweet mountain fair for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, it's not the normal mountain fair. I was hoping that with the new chief coming in, he'd be able to experience that with me being part of it, but at least we're having some type of mountain fair, and you know, it's something that it's, we enjoy it every year. But the other half of it is, I always tell everybody, my favorite thing about mountain fair is the Monday after, because we've made it through another mountain fair without a lot of issues.
Were there some times where you wondered if you would make it through, where some of the issues were just overwhelming?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
You know, years ago, and who knows how many years ago, probably 10 or maybe more, you know, when we had open containers in the streets and we had people that were very inebriated in the street, and we had a lot of fights in town, and we responded from party to party to party. And one particular time, we had some guys that got involved in a knife fight on Main Street. And when the officers tried to respond to break things up, the crowd just engulfed them, and it was real hard for the officers to get in there and calm things down and get people taken care of. That at that point in time, we still tried to work it ourselves with only officers from Carbondale, and everybody worked. But after that year, we started bringing in officers from other jurisdictions to help us, and we traded for like Strawberry Days, Garfield County Fair, Silt Hay Days, Burning Mountain Days. And within a couple years, it got to be a lot calmer. And it's, every year it seems to get better now, less calls, less people intoxicated, you know, less people acting out. And I hope that will continue. You know, we had bands that played in the streets. We had, you know, what's now 579 Main. And they had bands over there right next to the park and bands on Main Street. And we used to have a lot of people.
I'll bet it was all hands on deck for the Carbondale Police Department during Mountain Fair.
It was, and it has been up until this year. Okay. This is the first year that we're going to have extra staff working, but it's not all hands on deck. I would say, you know, for quite a few years, there's probably only been a couple years that one person might have had to take off or something, like a wedding or something to that effect, that they couldn't really get out of, that they had to go to.
Yeah. One of the notable things, Gene, about Mountain Fair is the Peace Patrol. I wonder if you, as a police person, looked kindly on the efforts of the Peace Patrol. How did they fit in with what you did during Mountain Fair?
Well, they did, you know, they were a very huge part of probably our success. They were the ones that a lot of times would get us eyes on problems starting long before we, as the police officers, may have seen those problems starting. A lot of times they'd solve them themselves, so we didn't have to send officers. But there were times when it required our assistance, and we were usually able to solve it sooner because we were able to get there before it escalated to a point where we needed more officers and maybe had to use physical force to deal with those things.
Mm-hmm. How many mountain fairs were you the police chief for?
Well, this is my 22nd year.
How about that?
Or is it more? Is it my 23rd year? I was appointed police chief in 1997, so...
23.
How many years
23.
Is that? 23 years. Yeah. So this would have been my 23rd Mountain Fair as police chief. Well, I guess it still is, because it's technically going to be Mountain Fair.
And no doubt, did you grow up in Carbondale, Gene?
Yes, I did.
So did you go to mountain fairs before you were police chief?
Yes, I did.
How about that? Are you one of those rare people that have been to every mountain fair?
I can't say that I am. I missed some before I was the police chief, but as a police chief, I've been to everyone.
How about that? That's something. One of the things that the Carbondale police are known for during Mountain Fair, of course, are tie-dye t-shirts. It's one of the first things people mention when they think about Mountain Fair. Was that your idea?
No, I can't take credit for that idea. We had officers back in the day who, Greg Knott, who is the current chief in Basalt, and Tony Kornacevich was the other officer that was here at that time. And it was basically Tony's idea more than anyone, and he convinced Greg that we should do that. And Tony and Greg actually tie-dyed the first shirts that we wore in the kitchen sink in one of their houses. And that was the first time we wore tie-dye shirts, and then we've worn them ever since. And now we get them professionally done, but, you know, it was interesting that the first time the officers did them themselves.
It feels like a tradition now.
It is definitely a tradition. You know, we've always only worn them Saturday and Sunday. We've never worn them Friday. This year we put them on Friday just because of the way it is and the different mountain fair. But on Friday you always get the question from people, well, where are your tie-dyes this year? You know, and they don't realize we'd only do Saturday and Sunday, but now this year we decided we'd do it all 3 days.
I've been listening, Gene, to a lot of old recordings that KDNK made of Mountain Fair, because, of course, as you know, we broadcast the whole thing every year, Mountain Fair. And a couple of times, you've been shouted out by the bands on stage as cops wearing tie-dyes. It blows everybody away. And how inimitably Carbondale is cops in tie-dye.
Definitely it is. And, you know, the other part of it is people that attend Mountain Fair, we get so many requests for photos. People that say, my friend or my uncle or my whatever is an officer in whatever, and I don't believe that they'd ever believe cops would do this. And it's international people also. Huh. I'm from England. They'd never believe this. And, and we get that photo opportunity. So as far as I know, and of course, I could be wrong, we're the only law enforcement agency in the United States that does that. There may be others, but I don't know about them if there is.
I just love that. I just love that. That is so cool. You know, I imagine there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, Gene, of a mountain fair that you engage in and your staffers too, that, you know, most people just don't think about. Is there something that jumps to mind when you think about that?
Well, there's a lot of things that over the years that come to my mind, that we do. You know, we have a trailer that we put over there, so we have somewhere for the officers to be and to be able to respond to incidents in the park and also come in and get cool and get beverages and stuff that like that. You know, the year we had the fireball go down the wires and knock the power out, we had to go down to Public Works and pick up a generator. Huh. To run some of the food booths and some of the other stuff. We didn't get the band back. And the year that the Band of Heathens was there, that the lightning bolt came and knocked the Band of Heathens off.
Yep. One of the bands that mentioned you on stage, the cops in tie-dye. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah. Go on. And then when we set up the power for the trailer, when we moved the trailer there, I had them run a new line and put a lot of power to that because there's a lot of power consumed in the mountain fair. Two or three or four years after that, whenever I had it put in, they had to start running the power from the band from where the police trailer sits, which is, you know, the beer garden and all that gets power from that because the power they were getting from other places wasn't sufficient to run the equipment that they had. And they were very grateful they had that type of power there.
I wonder if you are training your replacement, Gene, to wear tie-dye at Mountain Fair.
He's already got his tie-dye on today.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. So I guess if I'm training him, yeah, but he's really into the tie-dye stuff.
Well, for the listening audience at home, you are too.
Yeah, I put mine on today, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, Gene Schilling, I know that some of our other reporting on your leaving the Carbondale Police Department, you've talked a lot about things. I don't think we have to go there, but I do want to say that from a distance, my own perceptions of you and your job, which must not have been easy, especially during Mountain Fair sometimes, but I salute you and your efforts and your community policing ethic and all the rest of it, all the great work that you've done for this community. Thank you so much, Gene Schilling.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. And just unless things change right now, it looks like my last day will be October 2nd, so I've still got couple months to try and get the new chief trained up, and hopefully he'll continue on in our tradition, and in 23 years you'll be sitting here with him talking to him about all of his memories and have those same comments to him, and that's my hope.
Well, that sounds really great. Gene Schilling, thank you so much for joining us here on KDNK.
You're welcome.